Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, my beautiful family? I hope everyone is doing amazing and that you are enjoying your day, or you had a great day, or you're just getting started on your day. Either way, you're just taking a break, doing what you need to do, and let's go. Let's go in the kitchen and grab us something to drink. Right? I got my latte right now. Yes, yes, yes. So go ahead and grab your cup of coffee, your tea, your water, your wine, whatever floats your boat. And come on in the room. Yeah, come on in our room. Mm-hmm. Have a sit down. Prop your legs up. Get your favorite blinky. Now take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Take another deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey, 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 what's happening, my beautiful resilience family? How you all doing? I pray all is well with you. Oh my goodness, y'all. I missed you guys. How have you been? Right? How have you been? Has it been a good week for you? Did you have a great weekend? Did God bless you beyond your imagination? I hope he did. If not, he did something great regardless, right? You're still here. Come on with it. Hey, hey, hey. If nothing else have, showcased, if you will, in your life, you're still here. That's the best thing ever, right? I celebrated a birthday, y'all. Yes, I did. Happy birthday to me. Yes. Yes, I had a great, great birthday. And it was on the 23rd. Yes. And it was fun. It was sweet. And it was quiet. It really, really was. I wasn't expecting anything extravagant. Lord knows I wasn't. Where everything is right now in my life, I wasn't expecting anything over the top, honestly. I was just thankful God blessed me with the best gift of all, and that is the gift of life. That is the number one gift that I ask God for, is the gift of life. And Lord, he has done that and then some. So I'm grateful to see number 55. I'm grateful that I'm able to walk it and talk it, honey. I'm able to dance it, okay? You know, I'm able to see, I'm able to smell, I'm able to hear, touch, all of that, baby. I am just so grateful and so thankful for my birthday and my babies, of course, you know, made it very, very special, very sweet. And of course the birthday loves and all of that from my Facebook page and whatnot, you know, that was just sweet, of course. And, receiving messages from, you know, friends or whatnot and everything. So it was just absolutely a beautiful birthday, you know. And plus, I got some freebies too. I got some freebies as well. Any of you who knows about when you have those apps, like your favorite restaurants or, you know, places and stuff, you know, they know your birthday, right? So when your birthday month comes or whatever, they post like, oh, it's your birthday month. You know, you get a free dessert, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, I went on ahead and got my little some. Now, listen, I ain't get everything though, because it was a lot. I won't even say it was a lot, but it was more than enough. And I ain't complaining. Lord Jesus, no, I'm not complaining. But I did go and get my, what did I get? I got a free medium sub, y'all. Yes, I did, from Firehouse Sub. Oh my goodness. And I love me some Firehouse Sub, baby, because they know how to make some subs. Okay. But yes, I got a free sub, a medium size free sub. I was loving that. Yes, Lordy B. And then I got a free Starbucks drink, which is my strawberry acai with lemonade. Hello. And then I got a free donut. But listen here with this. That was Krispy Kreme, by the way. You know, they let you know you get a free donut, right? It's like, okay, great. I get my little free donut. I'm cool with that and everything. So I went inside versus going through the drive-thru. I was going to actually show the barcode or whatever, but the Wi-Fi wasn't available at the store. So it was nobody there but me, you know, and all the customers was there. And I was trying to get my barcode up, but I told the guy, I said, well, today is my birthday. I'm able to get my free donut, but unfortunately I can't show you the barcode, but I know it exists because I saw it this morning. And so he's like, oh, no worries. And then as I was like trying to get it, you know, and I was like, well, maybe can I show you my ID, my driver's license to prove to you I'm not faking this or whatever. And so when I turned around, when I looked up, he had a long box, not so long, but long enough to, and I was like, wait, is that one donut in that long box? And then when I looked, he had three donuts in there. I was like, ah! And I didn't want to say anything. I was like, I said, well, wait a minute, I want to get one donut. And I was like, he's like, don't worry about it. You know, I was like, really? I said, I could show you my ID. I was like, oh my God. I was like, thank you so much. Because I was not expecting three donuts. So God just blessed me that day with more than one, more than enough. Come on with it. So I was just happy with that, you know, and I was content. I had other freebies and stuff, you know, like Red Lobster, you know, get a free cake of choice or whatever, and that's good until October. So there was some apps that, you know, that the birthday freebie extended until like October, this the first week or whatever. So I was like, well, I could get that a little later, you know. But I had such an awesome birthday. It was fun. It was quiet. It was peaceful. Just the way I like it, honestly. So, yeah, I had a birthday and I'm loving it. And my oldest daughter had her birthday 2 days prior and she's 22 and, you know, she don't feel it. She like is I'm just 22, you know, but I'm grateful she's here. That's the main thing, you know, and, you know, we do what we normally do here in the house. We just pampered each other on the day, fix breakfast for each other, dinner, whatever our choice or whatever like that. And then, you know, we do the traditional birthday card giving and, presents and stuff like that. And we just, and that's pretty much it, to be honest with you. And it's okay. It's okay. I'm grateful for that because there's some people out there that don't even get that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have no complaints, none whatsoever, right? So any of you who are celebrating birthdays or had celebrated a birthday on the month of September, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, right? I know it's just a beautiful thing just to say, God, I'm thankful to be alive. When you see things that has transpired around you or in your life or around your life or just in general, when your birthday comes, you're just grateful, man, that you are alive. Because there's someone that died at 55. There's someone that is in the hospital at 55. There's someone that's in hospice right now at 55. There's somebody that is in a wheelchair and they don't have the mobility of their limbs at 55. There's somebody that's at a mental state, you know, somewhere at 55. So, you know, whatever age you are, whatever age you're going to be this year, baby, you better thank God that you got your mind together. You better thank God that you are able to walk it and talk it, honey. And you are able to shimmy it. Okay. You can shake your tail feather, baby. Okay. You better be thanking God that you are able to eat. You are able to breathe. You are able to touch. You are able to wash your body. Okay. You just better be thankful for that. If anything else, you don't get anything else, just thank God that you got the gift of life and that you have the mobility of your limbs and that you're in good health. Okay, you trying to get to great health, you're not there yet, but you're in good health. Okay, you may have some physical ailments going on, but at the end of the day, you still good. You know what I mean? We don't need to complain about none. I hope that woke y'all up. You don't need to complain about none. Just be thankful that you are alive. Hallelujah. For real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Just be thankful that you are alive. That's all that matters, right? So listen, y'all, I want to come on here and talk to y'all about the power of forgiveness. The power of forgiveness. Y'all, listen. I am a fan of Deion Sanders, and I became a fan of Deion Sanders when he started coaching for Jackson State University at the time, when he was there for a few seasons. And I didn't catch up on prime time, you know, at the time. I saw it on social media and all of those things, but it didn't click. And at the time when I started to really become a fan of him was pretty much on the latter season of him, that last year with Jackson State, before he even announced it was his last year. But I started to follow him on YouTube and to, you know, just to see, you know, what was going on with the school and with the team itself. And you have, any of you have been following, and, you know, the HBCUs, especially Jackson State, is a phenomenal school, of course. And the band is phenomenal. They're awesome, you know, and I'm a Wildcat alumni. I'm BC Bethune-Cookman graduate, but I give the props when the prop is due, okay? And Jackson State got a phenomenal band, they do, and just a phenomenal institution altogether. But when I was watching the videos that his son had posted, I was really loving the philosophy of him. I was loving his ministry. I was loving what he was pouring out and putting down, and that he was really changing the dynamics of the mindset of these young men. And he was really that old school flavor that's really needed in today's society, that's really needed in today's colleges, whether it's HBCU or whether it's a non-HBCU, it is needed for this generation, period. And, you know, he has been consistent with his ministry. You know, he speaks the truth and nothing but the truth. He don't have time to be flamboyant with words or anything like that. And I say that word flamboyant for a reason, because if you are a follower or if you have known about Deion Sanders, you know, he was a pro football player back in the day. He played for Dallas Cowboys and all that stuff. And then eventually he played professional baseball and all that good stuff. And he was just involved in a whole lot of stuff, a whole lot of things. You know, he had his own, he had a video made, you know, he had a song out back in the day. You know, he was flamboyant back in the day too. You know, he was all of that in a bag of chips. And even back then, people couldn't stand him because they thought, oh, he's so arrogant. He's so this, then, you know, all that stuff or whatever. You know, but one thing I have to say about him, that he was very straightforward. And a lot of people did not really like that vibe about him because he spoke truth and nothing but. He was not sugarcoating anything to anybody. You know, he let you know right off the joint. You know, he was like a version of the version of Muhammad Ali, bless his soul. Muhammad Ali was that cat back in the day, too, that spoke truth. And people couldn't stand that. You know, he let you know, I'm pretty. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm the best there is. You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody can beat me. I'm the champ. You know what I mean? And lo and behold, he was the champ. You know what I'm saying? And mad respects for that brother. You know, God bless his soul. He's no longer with us. But again, when you hear his name, you can't help but stand up for that brother, because that brother, he changed the game of boxing back then. He changed the game, you know, of African-American men altogether. He changed the game of society back then, you know, and especially in the heat of racial problems going on back in the day, man, it was huge. But through all what he endured, he still became champion, you know, and all that good stuff. So yeah, Deion was like another Muhammad Ali. He was that dude that just pretty much just spoke truth, nothing but the truth. And he didn't care if you didn't like it. He didn't care because, you know, it wasn't even about them anyway. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't about him either. You know, he just had that type of mindset that he just knew what he wanted and he was going to get it. And there was nothing that nobody was going to do about to change his mind. And of course, you know, he was determined to get to that level of success so he could take care of his mama. And he speak that truth. He speak it now to this day. But anywho, you know, I followed Prime up to the point where, you know, he's now coaching at Colorado University, CU. And, you know, when he left Jackson State, you know, I was a little bit bittersweet about it too, or what have you, because, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't even know he was coaching for those three seasons. Like I said, I just came to the latter season of his career with Jackson State, and you know, I'm just getting the 411 about everything, you know, doing my own investigation, if you will. So when they did win and all those things like that or what have you, then he made the announcement that he, and well, actually it was already surfacing on social media about that he received an offer to coach at Colorado University. And, you know, the rumor, you know how the rumor reel goes and stuff. So he nipped it in the bud and said, yeah, I did receive that offer. And, you know, he was still pondering on it. But eventually he did take the offer. So people were pissed. You know, our own people. Yes, our own people was the one that was sore and bitter and nasty and ugly and angry and all of that, spewing hatred at this man. And this brother did so much for not just for the school itself, but just in the community alone. I mean, he really changed the game, and he really, it was more not just for the team itself, which thankfully that it, you know, with his, you know, with his business mindset, you know, help pour in a lot of support, but also in the community alone. You know what I'm saying? The people was pouring in, buying tickets and all those stuff and whatnot. And it changed the whole dynamics of college football, if you will. excuse me. And of course, when he got to CU, now I didn't know at the time about Colorado University, because honestly, I don't really watch college football at all. I don't fool with it. Back in the day when I probably was in college myself, I probably was into it then. I know I was. I was watching some, you know, random college football games and stuff or whatever. And that only lasts for a little short minute. But, you know, when I got to learning more about Colorado, you know, I was like, okay, you know, why he chose to go here. You know, I mean, it's like, I won't say night and day, but it's so opposite in the sense, because, you know, you go to college, you go to Jackson State, you see the campus, you see the community and all of those things. You see they're pretty much in the right in the inner city, if you will, in Jackson. And there's so much going on there, all those great things or what all, you know, the negative as well as positive, I would say. But when you get to Colorado, of course, you know, you see the campus. And it's gorgeous. They got this gorgeous backdrop of the mountains and all of that. And the athletic department, huge. You walked in, and his son, who videos everything, you know, and posts it on YouTube, I think is Well Off Media. That's his tag on YouTube. Check him out. Shows the athletic, the football area, the athletic department, the building and whatever. And it is absolutely stunning. It's gorgeous. And the person that was doing the tour was sharing, you know, was talking about that they just pretty much got everything, updated or, you know, yeah, they got things updated and stuff. So the facility itself, you know, got a little bit of refacing and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, just what you saw was just still gorgeous. You know, I mean, woo-hoo! I was like, wow. So, you know, I was like, okay. Now, of course, you know, Dion was going to make major changes, which he did. You know, he grabbed some of the coaches from that was with him at Jackson State. He grabbed some of the students that was at Jackson State, especially his two boys, Shiloh and Shador, that plays quarterback, and a few other students, and you know, that wanted to come. He didn't like force them to come with him, but they pretty much, you know, transferred over. And so he changed the whole format. I mean, Dion just went, you know, on a major hunt to find the strong team of coaches and strong team of just of players and all of that. And, you know, and he was very direct of what he, you know, what the vision is, what he's looking for. And he wanted everyone to be on that same page, to see the vision, to sense the vision, to, you know, to taste that vision of what they want this team to become, and to change the whole dynamics, not just the team alone, but the whole economic status, you know, around that area and on that campus as well, you know, the community as well. And he has done that. So when I found out about the school, I didn't know that they lost every game with the exception of one, game. So they only won one game last season and lost 11 games, if I'm not mistaken. And it was so bad. I don't know what the previous record was the season before that. I don't even know. But based on what I have come across and what I've been hearing, that it was horrible last season. And it got so bad that, you know, the artistic director, I think his position is, you know, he was in the process of losing his job. And actually, he's the one that I think contacted Dion about the position. And they were that desperate. They needed someone, and they knew Coach's background. They knew what he can produce. They knew what he can do. And Dion accepted. He accepted the offer. And so that's how that came about. So, of course, you know, he basically has been preaching the same sermon, you know, getting these boys prepared, getting them ready, get their mindset, that, you know, differently, not to think just straight football, you know, it's one part of that, it's one portion of the pie here. But the bottom line is about really getting these men and developing these young men to be great citizens once they graduate from college. He said that 80% of you, if not 90% of you, are not interested in becoming pro. He said very few of you are, but the majority of you are not. At the end of the day, we got to get your mindset ready, you know, get you prepared to be good standard citizens when you get out of this, out of college, you know, so you can go ahead and go straight forward into your career of choice, you know, and how to carry yourself as a young man, how to be that young man, you know, all those things. And he has been consistent with that since, you know, for so long. And this is something that he's been desiring to do and all, you know, for a long, long time. And he loves coaching college football. He loves working with the students. He loves working with the kids. He loves working with the athletic department, and not just the football alone, but even with other sports out there. He loves to get involved. He loves to motivate and all those great things. If you watch him, if you have been watching him, you see what I'm talking about. But anyway, recently, you know, so far, since the season has started, the team has been winning. They won three games. They just lost one game this past Saturday, but they have won three games back to back. And it just already took it to the map. Now, here's the thing, too, I would say with Dion. Dion is very open about really promoting and supporting other businesses. And that's one of the reasons why he allows his son and even other young adults to videotape, you know, what's going on, you know, with him and with the team and all of that stuff. So this the opportunity that they can go ahead and showcase some products that they receive, you know, from other companies and the brand, which is Prime Time, you know, his brand and all that stuff, you know, his favorite sayings and quotes that has already been is posted on his office and having on, like, it's time, you know, it got that, like, hashtag is time, and it got on his shirts and all that stuff. It's amazing. Wow. It's just power. It's just awesome. But he helps these vendors get exposed. So again, people, you got to be quick, be careful not to just judge this brother thinking it's all about him. He makes it plain. It ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm here to do my ministry, period. I'm here to get people to really get these young men prepared for life, you know, and to also be a blessing within the community as well by helping other businesses out there. And he has done that because, mind you, last year, people were losing money. The businesses was not fluid. It was not fluid. It was not growing, right? Because the team was that bad that nobody really sold anything. But if they did, you had very few, the faithful few, but it was not like what it was, like it is now. And the companies, you know, they were feeling that. But soon as Dion came into the game and started changing the whole dynamics of the game from a business perspective, oh my goodness, man, when was time to sell tickets, it sold out. The whole season, it's sold out. The game, each game will be sold out. It's amazing. Oh my gosh. And then the viewing alone, people watching it via social media or television, whatever, it increases every week. You have over 2+ million people watching the game. And when people were not even into the college games. And it's like, whoa, right? Because as soon as Colorado won the first game and they won the second and the third, oh, it was a done deal. Now, it was all primetime life. And y'all probably have been hearing that all over. And you probably even watch sports. You don't even watch sports, but you are familiar with prime. Deion Sanders, right? Colorado. Shador Sanders. You know, you hear those names and you know it's all about prime. It's all about Colorado football team, right? And all of that. And because it's what he has put out there, but also it's about the fact that they, you know, they are opening up this opportunity for other people, other businesses that haven't received that type of recognition or received that type of, you know, support. So like, for instance, this is, I don't know if you had heard about that, the week before, I think they played Oregon, if I'm not mistaken, you know, in his meetings with the team, he had blessed them with some shades, nice shades. And it's a company that produced this, and they made the shades for every single football player. They got their shades and everything. And so the coach had said something funky. He said something or whatever. I forgot what it was. You got to check it out. But he said something stupid. He shouldn't have said it. And I don't even think it was Oregon. I think it was the other team that we played. That's the game that had two overtimes. And Colorado won that. But thanks to him, for him making that kind of remark he did, those shades, the... people bought the shades just because of him making that kind of remark. People went and on that company's webpage or whatever they did and bought the shades. They sold over almost, I'm pretty sure the numbers have exceeded since then. But at that time, it was like over 1+ million. They made over $1+ million. That's how much they sold in shades. Now, I know the number has changed dramatically since then, right? And the shades were like $67. Started at $67. I think that was the low rate of it. But Lord have mercy. I know that company was not expecting that. I know they was like sitting there just shocked to the... They was like, what is going on? Right? I mean, Lord knows if that was me and I would be in awe right about now. I'm like, look what God is doing, man. But yeah, man, the shade, the business, their business is booming because of what Deion exposes out there. And you know, they're giving them the props, telling the people, okay, this is what it is. This is who they are. Go check them out. Check out their page. I put their information down here. Go ahead and support their brand. They got good quality stuff, as you can see, and all these great things. And he's and not just Deion, but also with his son that does the video and another young man that does the videos as well. And they go ahead and share the names of these people. So listen, y'all. It is never too late to continue to pursue in what you believe in. You know, if you got products out there, if you are a graphic designer, if you got, baby, go ahead and hit up Prime. Okay, if you really know you got what it takes, you better go ahead and showcase something, okay? And get your name out there. But anywho, this is what Prime does. You know, he does phenomenal work, all of that good stuff. He's changing the game. He's changing the whole dynamics of football, college football in itself. But more importantly, he's changing the men, you know, having to think differently and all that. So, of course, with the game that happened over 2 weeks ago with Oregon, Travis Hunter, the young man, one of the great players in that team, he was... he missed the catch, I think, if I remember correctly. And as he was running the ball, I think he missed catching the ball. One of the players from the other team because the bell, I mean, not the bell, the whistle already was blown. But the player from the other team, he came and did a late hit. And it was a nasty hit. Oh, it was a bad hit. To the point that it just knocked Travis down altogether. And everyone was like, you know, upset, angry, you know, the whole nine. And even I was like, what the? I was like, he needs to be, you know, I was just going off because I was like, Anyway, bottom line is he didn't get expelled. Oh, not expelled, Jesus. He didn't get suspended. He didn't get, he didn't get removed from the game. He stayed and played the game in any way. But Travis, unfortunately, he did have to go to the hospital, and where he had a lacerated liver, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on that, but you could check it. And he, of course, would have to miss some games. So he's still out, but he's doing well. He's doing great. He's doing good. He feels good and all of that, but he has to go under doctor's orders and all of that. So anywho, when that, after that game was over, that's the game that they had lost, unfortunately. And so, of course, people was angry that this young man that hit Travis like that, they was just, social media was just off the chain about that young man. And to the point that the next day we find out that he was being threatened. His life was being threatened. There was death threats on social media, to the point that it got so bad that they started to expose his address. I'm turning my fan on, so I don't know if you guys can hear them in the back end, but I'm hot. But anywho, they posted his address. I mean, his immediate address where his family lives on social media. And it was horrible, man. And of course, the reporters, wanted to know how Doug Dion felt about all of this, blah, 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 blah. And as I said, Dion is a very straightforward dude. He is not the type of coach that will go ahead and dog out other coaches. He never has been that type of person. He never will be, as he stated. He's not going to go ahead and retaliate and say some nasty, awful things because of what they said about him. He's not that type of dude. He will say, and he did say, that unfortunately with this this personal attack against that young man that did that hit, that's totally out of order. And I'm just paraphrasing what he's saying, but he's saying that's just totally out of order. You know, spewing death threats. This is a game. You know, this is a young man. He's a college student, and this is what it is. It comes with the territory. Now, whether it was intentional hit or not, that still doesn't give y'all the right to go ahead and spew out death threats to a kid, to a young adult. That doesn't make any sense. So at the end of the day, Travis posted a video and he was already home from the hospital and everything. And he said the same thing. He's like, y'all need to chill with that. You know, that's not even necessary. You know, it was a bad hit. Yes. And all of that. But I moved on. I forgive him. You know, all of that, blah, blah, blah. So here it is over two weeks later, Travis, because he's real popular on social media. And he basically has shared, he was on live and, and I watched it for the moment. And he said, I have a special guest. And the young man came out and I didn't put two and two together. I really didn't. And I was listening for maybe about a good few minutes of it. And I just pretty much just let it go. I didn't watch the whole thing through its entirety. So, and the thing about it was I saw his name, but it didn't click. When I saw the young man come out sitting next to me on the bench, I'm thinking it was one of his players, his buddies in the team that he plays in Colorado. I thought, because he favored one of the football players that actually caught the touchdown of that overtime game that they won. And I thought that was him. That's who I thought it was. So I didn't pay any attention. So anyway, this morning I was on YouTube and I saw it again. And then I saw the young man's name. And then I was like, it clicked. I was like, oh, wait a minute, is that him? And then I went back to the video, saw the video, watched the whole thing. And man, oh man, the power of forgiveness. It was right there the whole time. Oh my God. It was such a beautiful video, man. And to see Travis, and to see, you know, the young man, Henry Blackburn, that's his name, sit together and have a cordial conversation. These beautiful young men, just having conversation. And yes, they talked about that incident, you know, and even Henry, you know, said, you know, because he called him that day of. And I had that feeling that's what he did, because when I saw the replay of that hit and I saw him walking off, but yet he turned around to check on Travis like a couple of times, I felt that kind of like, you know, concern. Because, you know, I watch pro football, you know, and I've seen those incidents where you get those late hits and some of those plays do not turn back. Okay, they just like, yeah, I did it. What you want? You know, and keep it going. Right. And the penalty comes after that, of course. But this young man, he kept walking, but he did slow down to turn around a couple of times to see if Travis was okay. And I sensed that in my spirit. It's like, I wonder if he's going to call him. I wonder if he's going to check up on him. And then the truth be told, that's exactly what he did. He called Travis behind the scenes. Nobody knew that until that video. And he checked up on him to check to see if he was okay. He apologized and all of that to him. He said it was not deliberate. He was not trying to hurt him like that, you know. And Travis forgave him instantly. He said, it's all good, bro. It's all good. You know, it's a game. It came with the territory and all of that good stuff. I'm all right. You know, I'm getting better and better and all that good stuff or whatever, you know. And so they just had a great conversation from there. To the point that he invited, you know, Travis invited him to be on his video. And that's how it started from. And that's how it started from there. And then he continued to talk about, you know, Travis asked him about the threats and everything. And he's like, well, yeah, he said the threats at the time, you know, I was okay with it. It didn't really like shake me to the core. But then when it started to become more personal, where they had put his family's personal information out there, he was getting more concerned because he has two younger sisters and he was really worried about them and his family, that kind of thing or whatever. So it was really scary for him at that point. And, you know, Travis made it plain. He's like, yo, you need to squash it. You know, this is ridiculous. It's a game. You know, we're college kids, blah, blah, blah. I'm just paraphrasing at the end of the day. That's basically what he was saying. And he's like, you know, we moved on now. You know, we're just going to enjoy ourselves, enjoy each other and have fun and this, that, whatever, which they did. They proceeded to move on. They went to the bowling alley. They're both competitive, if you will, in a friendly way. And they, whoever won was going to donate $1,000 to their own charity of choice and everything like that. And they, and yeah, I think Henry did win, and he, you know, shared the charity that he was going to send the $1,000 to or whatever. And it ended in that regard, that they did a handshake, you know, that kind of stuff. And I just love that. I love that. It was the power of forgiveness, whereas, you know, it diffused hate. It diffused the hate in social media and even in society. There's so much hate, so much jealousy, so much bitterness, so much anger going on, you know, that people, you know, it's a scary environment to be a part of, to be in. But to see these two young babies, these young men that are still learning about life, to be mature enough to sit together, you know, and squash all of that mess. I mean, from day one, Travis forgave him from day one. He wasn't holding on to no anger or anything. From day one, when he posted his first video after that incident, when he came home from the hospital, he already had forgiven Henry. He wasn't even angry. He even had said about the death threats. He said, that's not cool. Right. So it was already done. He didn't have no animosity. He had no anger, no bitterness. He didn't have no vengeful spirit going on. He didn't spew out anything to the point that it was like, oh yeah, I'm going to get you back kind of thing. No, he didn't do none of that. He didn't do anything like that. So to see it right there, where these two young brothers, they changed the game. The power of forgiveness, y'all, is real. The power of forgiveness can really heal so many wounds. It can heal so many things, God. I mean, it took it to a whole nother level. I was reading the comments and a lot of people was just so impressed by that. People was like, man, if only us adults can do what these young men have done. And that's powerful right there. Because these are 20-year-old young men still trying to learn about life, still trying to learn who they are, okay? But they did the true adult move, as they should have, to come together and talk about what went down and then forgive each other for what happened and start off with a brand new relationship. Right. I truly believe these two brothers are going to have the best relationship for a very, very long time. And they even said that while they was talking about that God brought them together for this reason, to really, you know, start pouring out, you know, love and unity and respect towards each other. Even when things happen like this, the unexpected happened, you know, yeah, it wasn't intentional. And even if it was intentional, you still not going to hold that grudge. You may be upset about it, sure, because you're human. But at the end of the day, you forgive and you forget and you move on. It was just a beautiful thing. The power of forgiveness. It can be done, y'all. It can be done. And we as adults, we need to learn from our young babies. We need to learn from them. Some of us are still carrying on anger and bitterness that's over 20-some years old. We're in our 50s and our 60s and our 40s even. And we're still mad at the person that pushed us, that betrayed us, that kicked us, that stole from us, that lied, that cheated us, or whatever it is. We're still carrying that venom. And you want to know why things are not going well in your life. You want to know why things are not coming fast enough for you. Because you haven't forgiven yet. Your heart is still tainted by that incident that took place over 20-some years ago. And the person that you're mad at, 9 times out of 10, they're probably not even aware. They probably have forgotten and moved on. Or they're probably deceased. Or, hey, keep it real. They probably do remember, and they're mad too. They're mad at you. Both of y'all mad at each other, but you still haven't had the adult decency to sit down like these two young boys did, these two young brothers did, and have a genuine conversation and listening to each other. See, that's what happened with Travis and Henry. They listened. They didn't attack. They didn't over-talk one another. They listened to each other. Why can't y'all do the same? I know it's possible because the proof was right there on that young man's video. And like Travis said, if people can do this, the world would be so much different. If people can just come together like we are doing right now, the world could be so much pleasant to live in. That came from a 20-some-year-old young man. That's in college. That is healing from a wound. Okay? I mean, that just blew me away, man. And that lets you see that God was in the midst of it all. Because they talked about their faith. They talk about them still learning and growing, you know, about God and all those wonderful things. And I applaud them for being that bold and that honest about talking about God, talking about Jesus, talking about their faith. You know, us 40, 50 some year old, we don't want to talk about Jesus. The only time we're going to talk about him is when whatever. But we don't stand bold and say, oh, my God is everything I need. Because even Travis said, oh, I love Jesus. I love him hands down. He's everything I need. He said it in a video. Now, he may say it in verbatim the way how I'm saying it, but I'm just paraphrasing. But if you watch that video, he makes it plain about who he serves. Okay? He makes it very plain. Just like Dion makes it very plain about who he serves. And a lot of us adults, especially some of those who already have hate on this brother, having them probably all Christians, but you're spewing hate. We need to stop doing that, man, and really look at ourselves, hold ourselves accountable. And that's what Dion's been teaching and preaching to these young men, that you're going to have to hold yourself accountable from your actions. Just because other people are spewing attacks at you, that doesn't mean you got to go ahead and follow up with the same behavior. That don't make you any better. You got to respond differently. It's about training. It's about your character at this point now. And we as adults, we got to look at our character. And everybody. But we don't want to do that. We want to go ahead and look at the person and start, you know, putting all the light on them and start pulling out their nasty behavior, their nasty ways and their nasty tactics. But what about you? Because I know you ain't that clean. I know you ain't that spotless. I know you got some filth in you, baby. I know you got a dirty rag up there hidden in that closet somewhere. I know you got some holes up in there. I know you got some stench going on, baby. I know you do. But have you allowed God to come in and clean you out? To clean your heart out? To get that hate out of you? To get that bitterness out of you? To get that jealousy spirit out of you? Have you talked to God lately? Let's make it plain. Have you? Seriously. Because nothing is going to get better until we look ourselves in the mirror. And there's a person that made a comment about that. He said, if you really take the time to listen to Michael Jackson's song, Man in the Mirror, that thing will change your life. That was ministry right there. Michael was singing in a ministry situation. That Man in the Mirror is all about spiritual self awareness. Look at yourself. Check yourself before you go check somebody else. That's in the word anyway. Look at your eye. Check your heart. There's some stuff that you need to be plucking out versus going out plucking somebody else's. What are you doing? And that video, it just changed the whole dynamics. Forgiveness just gave a black eye to hatred. And I applaud Travis. And I applaud Henry for just knocking hatred out the park. That's how you're supposed to handle a situation, a debate, or what have you. You come together as young adults, as adults, and talk about it behind the scenes. Here's the thing. They did this in private first. Took care of the matters at hand privately at first. Then when they reconciled, when they forgave each other, then they came out in public and talked about what they talked about. And what needed to be talked about. And they proceeded to go on and start living life and start building a relationship that I truly believe is going to last a long time. The power of forgiveness. Now, I get it. Forgiveness is deep. You know, it's a deep thing. And I understand the pain that some of you have been holding off to for a long time. It's not easy to just forgive. It's a process. It is a process. Everybody is not on that same page like Travis was and anybody else for that matter, you know, because Travis had every right to be angry. Travis had every right to, you know, to hold on to that anger if he wanted to, because it was a bad hit. It was not called for. But he chose differently. He said, I'm not holding on to that venom. I'm not holding on to that anger. He may have felt a little bit because he's human like that. But at the end of the day, he made a decision to forgive, to move on so he can start healing for himself. Not just physically, but emotionally as well. He don't have time to carry that in his body like that. He don't have time to carry that in his soul. And what are y'all doing? We need to learn from our children. We need to learn from this younger generation. Instead of backbiting, well, not so much backbiting, but instead of just pulling out all their faults, we really do need to learn from this younger generation. If you have adult children, my daughter is in that generation. She's just turned 22, like I said, and she blesses me all the time. She's an old soul. You know, she keeps me in check and I'm the mama, but she lets me know, like, mom, now, you know, and I got to play with her because, you know, I'm a big kid at heart. I'm like, I got to do nothing. I'm a grown. I could do what I want to do. You know, I'll be playing with her like that. But, you know, I get it. Right. And even my youngest daughter, she'll be 19 in January, God willing, you know. So instead of us adults be so adulting, like we really know what we're doing, you know, we need to really humble ourselves and really, you know, be blessed by what our adult children pour into us, because God ministers to them too, just like he ministered through Travis and Henry Blackburn. So yeah, the power of forgiveness, y'all. Some of you probably still dealing with that right now. I highly recommend that you go ahead and check out Travis Hunter on YouTube and watch that video and be blessed by it. And from there, just ask God to help you with whatever you've been holding on in your heart, right? And he will help you through that process. Whether you are at fault, whether you're the one that caused that separation or that problem or whatever, you know, you want to get that courage to speak your truth or to apologize to that person. And it's been over 5+, 6+ years, or maybe 6 months ago. I don't know. But you know you were at the wrong. And you know you should have contacted. You know you should have called, but you didn't anyway because your pride got in the way. And all this time has passed by. Now you realize that it's too late now because the person won't have anything to do with you. How do you know that? How do you know that? But at the end of the day, it's not even about how they feel. It's about you getting your heart cleared. It's about you getting peace within you. So you go ahead and do what you got to do for you. And if they don't receive or they don't accept your apology, that is on them. You hear what I say? That is on them. Okay? You take care of you. You get your life in order, because the day is going to come. We all going to be held accountable for our actions when we come face to face with the Lord. We cannot come to him and say, oh, but so-and-so did this to me. So, He's aware of that. But what did you do? How did you handle it? And especially of us, if we are a part of the body of Christ, how did you handle it? Did you handle it the way Jesus would have handled it? Or did you handle it from the street, from the hood way? How did you handle it, baby? Because you know you still got some spice in you. You know you still got some hood in you. You know you still got some stuff going on in your heart. Yeah, you need God to help you with that. Let him counsel you. Let him do what he got to do so you can start living free and not carry that weight, that poison in your heart. Like Travis said, I ain't got time for that, man. Life's too short. I'm just a happy kid, a goofy kid, just want to enjoy life and enjoy it more abundantly. And that's exactly what he and that young man, Henry Blackburn, is doing. And we need to follow up on that. So listen, y'all, I hope that blessed you. I hope that came right on time for you. The power of forgiveness is real, and it can really change the dynamics of your life and of your situation. Ask God to help you through the process of forgiveness. Ask God to help you through the process of the healing, and he will do just that. I hope you guys have a blessed day, blessed weekend, a blessed night, blessed morning, or whatever, right? And be that man in the mirror, as Michael Jackson's song says, and start evaluating yourself. The world could be a better place, you know, if you start with yourself first, right? So I'll be back next week, God willing, with some new content, with some fresh content, and hopefully it will be right on point for you, okay? So God, thank you for this platform. Thank you for this opportunity that I am able to come again one more time to be a blessing to my family. I pray that this has been a blessing to them. I pray that we all take into account of ourselves. A lot of us are holding on to unforgiveness. A lot of us are hurting, and we are still dealing with the aftermath of that hit that came to us. Help us, oh Lord, to forgive. Help us, oh Lord, to forgive ourselves. Help us, oh Lord, to just start living the life that you have intended for us to live right now. Help us, oh God, just to come to you, because you don't find no fault in us. You love us and you want us to move forward, but you can't if we are still locked in our pain. But help us, oh God, to just come directly to you so we can just cast all our cares to you, so we can be healed one more time, and we can learn to live and learn to love and learn to be happy and learn to be free the way you intended for us to be. We give you praise, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, y'all.